iBill Talking Banknote Identifier. Orbit Research. www.orbitresearch.com. This information is designed to guide you in the use of the iBill Talking Banknote Identifier. The accompanying CD also provides these instructions in audio and soft copy form. Operating instructions. Hold the iBill unit in the palm of your hand so that the key ring is located on the bottom and the raised flat surface, the bill slot, is on top. Insert the banknote into the slot under the raised flat surface such that the short edge of the banknote is parallel to the long side of the unit. When the banknote has been fully inserted, press and release either one of the two buttons located on the shorter sides of the unit. The unit will announce the denomination of the banknote and turn itself off. Features and controls. The iBill is operated by two buttons located on the shorter sides of the unit. Either button can be pressed to identify a bill. To adjust the volume level or select the output mode, press and hold one of the two buttons, and then press and release the other button until the desired selection is achieved. Each time the second button is pressed and released, the unit will switch to the next mode or volume level in the following sequence: vibration mode, tone mode, speech volume 1, speech volume 2, speech volume 3, and back to vibration mode. Maintenance instructions. Ensure the iBill is kept clean and dry. Do not drop or subject to forceful impact. Do not insert foreign objects into bill slot. Battery. The unit is powered by a single AAA alkaline battery in a compartment located on the bottom of the unit, on the same surface as the key ring. Its cover is identified by two raised ridges. Battery warning. If the battery is weak, a warning is provided at the end of each denomination announcement in the form of two short beeps of high and low pitch in speech and tone modes, or three very short vibration pulses. The unit will continue to work reliably for approximately 200 more reads and will automatically adjust volume to a lower level to enable continued operation. Earphone jack. A standard 2.5 millimeter jack for an earphone is located on the long edge between the two buttons towards the key ring. Announcements. The following words are announced in speech mode. 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, error. When tone or vibration mode is selected, announcements are indicated as follows. 1 low pitch beep or short pulse, $1. 1 high pitch beep or long pulse, $10. 2 low pitch beeps or short pulses, $2. 2 high pitch beeps or long pulses, $20. 3 low pitch beeps or short pulses, $5. 3 high pitch beeps or long pulses, $50. 4 beeps in low high pattern, or 4 pulses in short long pattern, $100. Error is indicated by 3 beeps of different pitches, or a very long pulse. Troubleshooting. If the unit does not turn on or turns off without announcing the result, the battery may be weak and should be replaced. To replace the battery, open the compartment on the bottom of the unit by gently sliding open the battery cover. Pull the silk strip to release the old battery and insert a fresh AAA alkaline battery. The negative terminal of the battery, the flat end, should be inserted first into the left side of the compartment as it faces you, followed by the positive terminal. If the unit is unable to identify a bill, and indicates an error, the corner of the bill may be damaged or folded. Insert the bill in a different orientation. Ensure that the bill is fully inserted and not moved during the identification process. If the unit still does not work, please call the U.S. Currency Reader Program information line toll-free at 844-815-9388 for further assistance. Disclaimer: the iBill Talking Banknote Identifier is designed to assist in the identification of United States Federal Reserve notes. It does not guarantee the authenticity of currency. FCC Notice: this device complies with Part 15 of FCC Rules. Operation is subject to the following conditions. 1. This device may not cause harmful interference. 2. This device must accept any interference received, including interference that may cause undesired operation.